Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 14th. The fall high school sports season gets underway today with the first official practices for local prep football, volleyball, and cross-country teams. At Montrose High School, the football team will have its third head coach in 4 years when Brett Mertens assumes the sideline duties for the Indians. Previous coach Jim Scarry resigned the post last November after 2 seasons. He had replaced Todd Casebeer, who was a very successful coach before leaving Montrose to take the head coaching job at Fruita Monument. KVNF News intern Josh Parsons interviewed Mertens in Montrose after a workout earlier this summer.
Coach, this is your first year. You were on staff last year. You had about a 500 record last year. What needs to change to improve that record?
I mean, we just got to buy in as a team, work harder, and play together. You know, we got some talented kids, and we have the ability to play well at times, but if we don't buy in and play as a team, then that's what I think needs to happen. So
what was going on last year? Was it a lack of experience, and what will be different this year?
Well, yeah, we had 12 seniors, so, and it wasn't like we were bad. We were in every game, and we had a couple slip away at the end. So, you know, I don't want to make it sound like we had a terrible year, but, I think you're right. I think a little lack of experience. The senior class last year was pretty talented, but they hadn't had a lot of game experience because the class in front of them was huge. So, that game experience is something that you need, and hopefully we can get back with a little bit more of that this year.
In your first year as head coach, what do you want your legacy here at Montrose to be?
Oh, I mean, it's not about me. It's about the kids. I mean, we just want to have a program that's going to, serve this community. We want the community to be proud of it. You know, we want these kids to come through from a young age and want to play Montrose football, and every kid that comes through this high school, my goal is to make them want to be on the football team and to make it, the program of choice in the community and this school, and that everybody can be proud of and that we represent the community well. So that's more important to me. So, yeah.
What is the offense going to look like this year? Is it going to be a ground heavy, air heavy?
I mean, you got to run the ball successfully to win. So we're going to try to pound it. We're going to get after them a little bit. We're going to try to do some more with some different formations and stuff. But at the end of the day, everybody knows you got to be able to run the ball to win. And then, throw it when necessary. So, I don't think you'll see a whole lot of change as far as that goes. It's not like we're going to air it out or anything, but we'll try to change it up a little bit, but not a whole lot.
High school athletics goes beyond what players learn on the field and life lessons. What lessons would you like to teach your players?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our core values are pursuit of excellence, attitude and effort, and just being a team. So those are the three, and we're just preaching those every day, and we want our kids, we feel like if our kids buy into those and do those things right, that we're going to have a lot of success on the field as well. So that's what we're going after.
When does your season start?
We kick off with Fruita on August 25th, so it's about 4.5 weeks away from today, and that's home, so that'll be a big game, and kind of a big rivalry for us, so we're excited for that. We're in the Pikes Peak League, so it's most of our league schools are in Colorado Springs, but our non-conference games are against the Western Slope schools, the Grand Junction schools. We play Palisade and we play Rifle as well. So
does that make it tough to have to travel to Colorado Springs and other southern areas?
Yeah, the travels, it is what it is. I mean, we just don't got any other options, so we're used to it, we have to go over there 3 times this year, and we're fortunate enough that we don't have to go more than that, because there's just not a lot of 4A schools this side of the slope, so it's fine. We're used to it. Our kids like going over there, and we get a little overnight out of it usually, so it's fun for them.
And stay tuned to Local Motion on KVNF next week. We'll have more interviews with local coaches and a preview of the fall prep sports season. That'll be on Local Motion on KVNF at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. Gavin Dahl from Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK in Carbondale spoke to Congressman Scott Tipton last week. Here's part one of that interview.
Since you last spoke on community radio, there was big news regarding the Canyons of the Ancients near your hometown. In an editorial over the weekend, the Durango Herald wrote, "Credit is due to Rep. Scott Tipton, among others, for continued advocacy for public lands." Can you talk about your own input to the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke?
You bet. We'd had an opportunity to be able to sit down with Secretary Zinke in regards to the Canyon of the Ancients as they were reviewing the use of the Antiquities Act. In Southwest Colorado, this became part of our community, was always public lands that we wanted to be able to preserve. Great archaeological issues of needing to be preserved out in the area. And we do receive assurances from the Secretary that the Canyon of the Ancients was not going to be on the list. And we wanted to make sure that we were driving home the point of the local community support, what it's been adding to our community in regards to tourism and the overall benefits of being able to protect those public lands.
Also read an editorial in the Journal out of Cortez that you deserve kudos for working on the Every Kid Outdoors Act. For folks who haven't heard of it, what does the law do for kids?
You know what this is? It's going to be able to create the opportunity for our children to be able to get out into our public lands, to our parks. We spend a lot of time right now on phones and on iPads playing games. One of the great things that every child needs to be able to experience is that opportunity to be able to get out onto our public lands, outdoors, to be able to get the exercise, and to be able to learn about where you live.
And focused on fourth graders in particular?
You bet. This is a good opportunity with young kids to be able to make sure that they're actually getting that early start and enjoying what the great outdoors has to be able to offer each and every one of us. Appreciation for our environment and just where you live, and always start young, and this is a good opportunity to be able to move that forward.
You and Colorado's Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner have introduced companion legislation to move the Bureau of Land Management's headquarters west. Can you talk about the advantages y'all have in mind and what the prospects are looking like?
You know, we've spoken with Secretary Zinke on this issue as well. All of our public lands, the vast majority of our public lands, are certainly in the west. We have the Department of Interior, the BLM in particular, is housed in Washington, D.C., there would still be a connection, obviously, through the Department of Interior moving the headquarters out to the west. But to have the actual entity placed in the west, we think would provide for greater input and greater understanding rather than having Washington, D.C. from several thousand miles away, ultimately determining some of the access to our public lands and the usage and the protection of them. We see it as a real upside and opportunity to be able to get Washington exposed to the west, if you will.
Has that office ever been west of the Mississippi, to your knowledge?
No, it hasn't. You know, the BLM, obviously we have regional offices, but as we all well know, when it comes down to policy, we have great input from the local areas, goes to Washington, and we may see different outcomes. We see an upside to being able to bring the department's headquarters of the BLM out to the west, have it housed where the lands that they administer generally are, and to be able to get that direct connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.